Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Daryl Peel talking mid-year cattle inventory in just a moment.
Around P&K Equipment, it's always tractor season. We're really proud of our John Deere lineup because it's stacked with capability and versatility, and it's changing what it means to own your tractor. And because it's all part of our promise to you, you'll also find some of the lowest industry prices and top-notch service. We call that the P&K experience. So stop by to meet the team and kick off your tractor purchase today, or visit us online at pkequipment.com. And remember, around here, John Deere starts with P&K.
This is Debbie Arthur. My family has been dairy farming for 64 years. Dairy farmers are dedicated to producing top quality milk and being good stewards of the land. We are proud of this tradition. We will continue recycling, reusing, and protecting the water and land. It's important to us, and we know it's important to you and the community. Discover more about dairy farming at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel with us once again as we talk about the USDA Mid-Year Cattle Inventory Report issued at the end of this last week. This is a report that a couple of times over the last few years we've seen USDA cancel in an effort to try to save some money. So this is a report that's been on again, off again, and now on again.
Well, that's right. You know, we've had some disruptions in this, so it disrupts the data series a little bit, if you will. But we've gotten it the last 2 years, so at least we have a basis for comparison. It pretty much, in my mind at least, was as anticipated. You know, where numbers are still growing a little bit. The all cattle inventory was up about 1%. Beef cows were up about 0.9%. You know, and that may be slightly bigger than I really think it will show on a January to January basis, but it's all within the realm of, again, a herd inventory that is continuing to expand, but at a slower and slower pace and a moderating pace. And so, you know, I think we'll probably, when it's all said and done, call 2018 a still an expansion year, but at a very modest pace, and we may be approaching a peak as we go into 2019.
The mama cow numbers, what? Tell me a little bit more about them.
Well, again, they're up about 0.9% on a year-over-year basis. The other thing you can look at with the July 1 estimate, which is a smaller sample, so it's not exactly apples and oranges or apples and apples comparison to January 1, but if you look at the ratio of July to January historically, and then you look at this year's, again, it's consistent with the idea of a modest pace of expansion. It's a big enough ratio that says we had enough more cows in July compared to January that we probably are still adding a few to the total number for the year. But at the same time, it's down from the last couple of estimates that we've had, and so it's probably a more modest pace of expansion.
Other numbers within the mid-year report of interest to you?
You know, we calculate a feeder supply from those inventory categories when you look at other heifers and steers and calves. That number comes out to be about 0.5% bigger than last year, fairly modest increase. Of course, one of the key ingredients in this report is the estimate, the first estimate we really have of the 2018 calf crop. That comes in at about 1.9% of last year. Pretty consistent with the year-over-year increase we saw in calendar year 2017 that would translate into the 2018 calf crop. So, again, the numbers are pretty much on pace in terms of my expectations, and again, I think they suggest a slowing, a moderating pace of herd expansion in 2018.
OSU's Daryl Peel talking about that mid-year cattle inventory report, offering us some guidance where we are on supplies of cattle right now. Might circle back around to the demand part of the equation just briefly. We talked yesterday a little bit about the international marketplace and the fears that some of the tariffs being levied by the Trump administration and the retaliations coming from our trading partners might harm the U.S. beef cattle industry either directly or indirectly.
Well, if you look at beef directly, frankly, most of this is not affecting beef very much. You know, we're not into China very much yet, so this is going to slow down any development there. But we didn't have a lot to really disrupt at this point. It's just lost time, if you will. Canada and Mexico is a slightly bigger deal, but the bigger potential impacts here come from indirect sources, either through the other meats, and of course, pork is in a terrible shape relative to Mexico and China. And so it could come from the other meats and what we might do to domestic meat supplies if we don't export it. And then there's just broader macroeconomic factors. Consumers are going to see higher prices as a result of these tariffs, and at some point that will have some impact on consumer spending. And so we don't know what it might ultimately do to domestic demand.
Extension Livestock Market Economist, Dr. Darrell Peel. Well, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Video Royale 26 coming the 30th of July and the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of August next week. On Monday, July 30th, it'll be live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, 8 a.m. Central Time. Then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, live from Winnemucca, Nevada at 9 a.m. Central Time. 158,000 head of cattle to be sold during the week. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.